The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
In this week's Sedras, Matis and Masay, in Parashas Matis, it states in Perek Lamed Aleph, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Hashem said to Moshe, say, Mekom nikmas b'nei Yisrael me'eis ha'mijonim. Acharte osef el amecho. Take revenge, the revenge of the children of Israel from the Mijonim. Because in the previous Sedras we learned about Bilam. And Bilam tried to curse Klal Yisrael, and he was unable to. And therefore he gave Midian an Eitzel. Midian was the nation that was trying to bring Israel down. So he gave Midian an Eitzel, counsel, send your daughters over into the camp of Israel and let them entice the Bnei Israel and entice them both to acts of immorality and to Aveda Zorah, to idolatry. And he says, this will bring them down. You cannot destroy them from without, destroy them from within. And they did this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a great magefa, a great plague on Israel because of this. And in the end of Parshas Bolak, it states, Vayu amesim b'magefa arbor esrim olev, 24,000 of Israel fell. So now, Hashem commanded Moshe, take revenge from the Midianim. And then, if this was the end of the 40 years in the desert, then will be your time to be gathered in, because you will not take the people into Eretz Yisrael. So they went, and they destroyed the nation, but the men they destroyed, but the women they took back as captives. And then a little further it states in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayetsu Moshe Ve'alozer Hakain Bechol Nesio Edel Likrosom. Moshe and Alozer, it was a very successful war. Not one Israelite was lost in the war. And Moshe and Alozer was the son of Aaron. Bechol Nesio Edel and all of the princes went out to meet the soldiers coming back. El Mihutz Lamachaneh, Vayikzef Mesh al Pekud Echol. And Mesh became angry on the heads of the, on the military heads. Sorry Alofim, sorry Ameyos, Aboy, Mitzvah Milchoma, Vayim Alehem Mesh. And Mesh said, Hachi Yisem Kol Nekeva. You have left, all of the females live. Hein Heino Hoyu Livnei Yisrael Bidvar Bilam Limsor Mal Bashem al Dvar Por. Many of these females were the ones who caused the downfall of so many of the Israelites. So why did you leave them live? And this was contrary to the command. And then the Torah carries on. A little later, it states, this is in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayomer Lozer HaKohen al Anshei HaTzoveh. Lozer HaKohen said to all of the people of the army, Aboim LaMilchoma, Zeis Chukas HaTorah Asher Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe. These are the laws of the Torah, which Hashem has commanded to Moshe, in regards to the spoils which you have gathered in. And the Torah tells us all of the laws of what to do with all of these metals, the gold, the silver, the copper, and so forth. They had to be kashered. Actually, this is our source where we learn that something that was used for treifas, for non-kosher food, has to be kashered. So he gave them the dinim of kashering, and also they were tomei because they had come in contact with dead people, so they had to become tohor. You had to purify them, and also here is also the halachos of tefilas kelim, that utensils that come from a non-Jew, you have to tevel b'mikveh, has to be immersed in a mikveh. But the question is asked here, why did a lozer command the people in the laws which Hashem had commanded Moshe? Why not Moshe himself? So Rashi tells us, he says, Lefi shebo Moshe lichlal kas, because Moshe became angry before, like we read, by Yiktsef Moshe, he became angry. He said, why did you leave all of the females live, which was contrary to the command? Because Moshe became angry, bo lichlal tos, so he came to err. He came to error. When it came time, this is the first time when these laws were relevant. So when it came time to teach and instruct and actually apply these laws, Moshe forgot the laws. Why? Because he became angry. So he had to give it over to Elazar, the job of instructing the people. Then Rashi says that we find this in a total of three places. Here, another place, in this was in Parsha Shmini, by the inauguration of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary. This is Vayikra Yud Aleph, Posuk Tezayin. They were bringing various korbonos, various sacrifices, on that day, the eighth day of the inauguration. And one of the sacrifices was burnt. Ve'isir achatos dorosh dorash Moshe v'hinei sorof. And Moshe wanted to know, why did Aaron and his sons burn this sacrifice? They were supposed to eat it. Ba'yiktzeif ala loze v'alisoma b'nei Aaron anaisorim lemor. And Moshe was upset. This was the height of the inauguration of the sanctuary, which an enormous amount of work and detail had gone into. And these were the sacrifices. It was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So these were the sacrifices that were brought on that day. And one was supposed to be eaten, and he found out that it was burnt. And he became angry. And he became angry to Aaron's son. It states it wasn't bar kovedek, it wasn't respectful to become angry to Aaron, so he became angry to Aaron's sons. Madua le'achalte mesachates b'matem hakodesh ki kodesh kodoshim hi. Why didn't you eat this chatas? Why didn't you eat this sacrifice the way you were supposed to? So the Torah carries on, and they explain to Moshe why they could not eat the sacrifice and why they were not supposed to eat it, and it was burnt properly, because a great tragedy had taken that day, taken place at that day also. That was the tragedy where Aaron lost two of his sons, when they brought a strange fire into the Mishkan, into the sanctuary. So they explained to him. So at the end, the Torah tells us Hayita, that Vayishma Moshe Vayita Veino. Moshe heard the explanation and he agreed. And the question is asked, how come they knew and he didn't know? He was the one who taught them. If they knew, if Moshe didn't know, where did they know from? So the answer is, he knew. But because he got angry and upset, he forgot. He was too beholdic. He was caught off balance. He reacted too quickly, without calmly thinking into the situation. Had he not reacted so quickly, it was a complicated law. But had he not reacted so quickly, Moshe was very capable of sorting it out for himself. But because he responded and he reacted with such quickness and lack of yishuv hadas, lack of thought and patience, he forgot. And they had to correct him. That's the second place. Now this is something, we're speaking about Moshe. Who knew Torah better than Moshe? Then there's a third place. Third place Rashi brings in Parshas Chukas, which we just learned a few weeks ago. In Parshas Chukas, the people complained that there was no water. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Kaches HaMateh, take your staff, V'hakel Eser Eido, gather the entire congregation, Ato V'Aaron Ochicho, you and Aaron your brother, V'dibartem Al HaSela Le'Einehem, and speak to the rock in their presence, V'nosan Meimot, and the rock will give water for everyone. This is in Parshas Chukas, Bamidbar Chof, Pasuk Zayin. So Moshe took his staff, gathered the people together, went to the rock, and Rashi explains that Moshe was having trouble finding the rock, the right rock. And the people started to pressure Moshe. They said, what's the difference? What rock? This rock. Where's our water? And you took us out of Egypt, there we had plenty of water, and you took us to a desert. So they started to push Moshe a bit. They started to get on his back. So Moshe lost his temper. And it states, Vayem Elohim, Shimuna Hamayrim, listen to me, you rebellious people. Amina Sela Zay Naitzi Lochem Moim. You think that from any rock water can come? Vayora Meshes Yodai, and Meshe lifted up his hand, Vayaches Asele Bamatehu Pamoyim, and he struck the rock not once but twice. Vayetsumayim Rabim Veteshta Edaviro, and water came out. Now the command was not to strike the rock even once. Kodesh Baruch Hu explicitly said, Vidibartem El Asele Leinem, you shall speak to the rock, and it will be Nosam. Maimon, it will give its water. But they were pushing Moshe and they were giving him a hard time, and he finally lost his temper, and then he forgot that he was supposed to speak to the rock, and he hit the rock, and he hit it twice. Nis'alma mimenu halocha, and he forgot what the halocha was. He forgot what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. And this led to a very fatal mistake, because it was because of this, together with the whole situation, which we cannot go into at this point, but this was the reason why he and Aaron was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, but had to die before in the desert. So Rashi tells us, in three places, Moshe became angry when his alma mimeno halocha, and he forgot the law, the halocha. There's a source in our Gemaras to this. The Gemara brings in Masechta Psochim in Perek Elu Devorim, Daf Samech Vov Omer Aleph. And it adds to it. It doesn't bring all three places, but it adds. Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis. Reish Lakish Omar. Reish Lakish said, "Kol Odem Shikais." Every person that gets angry, Im Chocham Hu, if he's a wise person, Chochmose Mistalekes Mimenu, he will lose his wisdom. Inovihu, if he's a prophet, Nevuasim istalekes mimenu, he will lose his prophecy. How do we know this? Im chocham hu chochmosim istalekes mimenu mimeisha. That a wise person will lose his wisdom, this we know from Meisha, as it states by Yiksef Meisha al Pekudei Choel. the Gemara brings from our parsha, where Moshe became angry at this, at the army, and it brings like that, that he forgot the halachos of Geulei Akum. How do we know if a person is a prophet, he will lose his prophecy? So the Gemara brings from Malachim, Malachim Beis, Apostle Gimel, the Novi is telling us that Yehoram ben Ahab, he was the king of Israel, and Yehoshaphat was the Melech Yehuda, he was the king of Yehuda, and Yehoram was Yaseh Hora Be'ini Hashem, he did the evil in the eyes of Hashem. And the two kings, Yehoshaphat was a good king, the two kings together with the third came, and they wanted to go to war and so forth, and they wanted to hear from the prophet what was in store for them. So they went to Elisha, the great prophet, who was the Talmud of Eliyahu, the disciple of Eliyahu. And Elisha didn't want to go and speak to Yehoram, because Yehoram was an evil king. But because he was together with Yehoshaphat, he went. And when he went and he saw Yehoram, he became very upset. You come and you see an evil man, you become upset, and the fever starts to rise. He started to become angry. And Vayeme Elosha Chai Hashem Tzavokes Asher Amareti Lafonov. And Elisha said that you should know that I shouldn't be here now. I shouldn't be in the presence of this evil man. Ki lulei penei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda ani nesei. And I'm only doing this because of respect from Yehoshaphat. But otherwise, I wouldn't even be in the Dalaramas. I wouldn't be in the presence of this evil king. Then they asked him, "We came and we want to hear a Nevuah. We want to hear a prophecy. We have plans, war plans and so forth. We want to hear what's in store for us." So the next pasuk states, "All right." He says, "Va'ato kichuli menagin, call a menagin, call a musician. V'hoye kenagin a menagin, and let him play music. And when he plays music, vati alov yad Hashem, then the hand of Hashem will be upon me, and I'll be able to give you a prophecy." So he asks the question, what did he need the musician for? What did he need the music for? So the answer is that when he was in the presence of Yehoram, he became so angry that the Shekhinah went away from him. The Holy Presence disappeared from him. And when he wanted to get a prophecy, he couldn't. So he had to settle himself down. Well, music helps. So he said, "Bring a musician and let him play a nice piece. And I'll calm down. And when I'll calm down, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back to me. And then I'll be able to prophesy." And this happened. So what do we see? The Gemara says, if he's a Novi and he becomes angry, he loses his Nebuasai. He will lose his prophecy. Then the Gemara goes further. Omar Reb Moni Bar Patish, kol shekeis alov afilu peiskin alov gdula min hashamayim merim nesai. If a person is destined to become a godl, what does it mean? Gedula, a king. See, a person is destined to become a king, or a prince in Israel, or some type of position of leadership, a governor. And even if it was already paskin, it was already determined in Shemayim, that this person is going to become a great godel, a great leader, and he angers, he'll lose it. How do we know this? So the Gemara brings from Eliyahu, one of the sons of Yishai. Also, it's an interesting story. It states in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, Posuk Chof Ches. The Plishtim, the Philistines, were challenging Klal Yisrael. This was under Shaul HaMelech, King Saul. And they brought a great giant, Goliath. And he stood there cursing the camp of Israel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he said, let someone come out and fight me. And this went on for many days. And nobody would dare fight him. And David, who was a young lad at that time, he was tending the sheep, and he heard the tumult. He heard what was happening. So he went to the camp, and he started to ask what's happening. He started to ask the soldiers what's happening. And he heard this Plishtim, this Philistine, cursing away and saying all types of vulgarities and whatnot. And David was very taken up with this. How dare an oral, the uncircumcised, come and say such things against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and against Klal Yisrael? So he went to inquire. So they told him, Vayishma Eliov Ochi Vagodl. And Eliov, who was the oldest brother of David, David was the youngest. Yishai had a number of sons. He had 7 or 8 sons. And Eliov was the oldest, and David was the youngest. And Eliov was one of the soldiers. And he heard his younger brother there, Bedabre El Anoshim, speaking to the people, Vayihar Ach Eliov Bedavid. And Eliov became angry at David. Vayim Elom Azei Yararato. He says, what are you doing here? Al Mino Tashtemat Hatzayin. Who did you leave the sheep with? What is it your business was going on here? Ani yodati es dein choveis reya levavecho ki leman reis hamilchoma yorarato. He says, I know you want to see war, you want to see bloodshed, that's why you're here. He says, go back. And he became very angry. So we see he was a rakson. He was a person who angered. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel to go to the family of Yishai, and there he has sons, and one of those sons I have chosen to become the next king of Israel, and go there and I will show you which one. So Shmuel went, and this is in the Perek before Perek Tes Zayin. Perek Tes Zayin Posuk Bob Vayhi Bavayim Vayares Eliov. So Shmuel Samuel came to the house of Yishai, and he saw the oldest, and it was Eliov. And he says, this is the one. He said to himself, this is the one that's Hogun Lemalchus, that's fit to be a king of Israel, because he was tall and he was broad and he was handsome. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel, Vayim Hashem El Shmuel Al Tabet El Marehu Vel Gevaya Kemosai. Don't look at his looks and don't respect his build. Ki me'astihu, because I have been mamayas him. I have rejected him. I don't like him. Ki lo yashe yiro odom, ki odom yiro reinayim v'ashem yiro lelvov. He says, I don't look at someone like man looks at someone. Man looks with his eyes. He looks into the eyes of a person. He looks at, with his eyes. I look into the heart of a person. So Yishai knew that this was not the one. He called the next one Shmuel. He called the next one, and Hashem said, Lebochar Hashem, I have not chosen this one. He called the next one Gambazel Lebochar Hashem, this one also. And each one it states Lebochar Hashem. The Gemara asks, why does it say on each one Lebochar Hashem? Hashem has not chosen him. While on Eliov it states Mastir, I have rejected him. Should say I've not chosen him. So the Gemara says, from here we learn that Eliyahu was chosen. He was the chosen one. He was the eldest. The others were simply not chosen, but he was chosen. Except I have rejected him. Why did I reject him? Because he's a Raksum. Because he angers. He's a hothead. And therefore I have rejected him. And therefore, David was chosen, the youngest. So therefore, Rish Lakish says, the Gemara brings, even if the person was destined from heaven to become a great leader in Israel, this was to be the king, if he angers, he's a person who's subject to anger, now he'll lose it. So this is the Gemara we have in Pesachim, Daf Samech Vav Amud Beis. What are the reasons for this? Well, let's take each one. Firstly, Im Kochamu, in regards to wisdom. The Gemara brings in Mesechta Ervin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Mona says that two of the greatest sages that we ever had, sages of the Mishnah, were Hillel and Shammai. And their followings, they had great followings, which were known as the Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the house of Hillel and the house of Shammai, Talmidei Beis Hillel, Talmidei Beis Shammai, the disciples. And Hillel and Shammai differed on many, many halachos. They were both the greatest sages of not only of the generation, of generations and generations, but they differed on many halachos when it came to the decisions and rulings, many times. And it's Yud Aleph, excuse me one minute, what is it? And they argued, the Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Now, it's Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argued for many, many years, it states, over their respective rulings. Finally, Shlei Shonim, Nechluku, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. For 3 years they argued. Halolo Eimrim Halocha Kameisenu, Halolo Eimrim Halocha Kameisenu. These said that the law is like me, and others said, no, the law is like us. Finally, Yotze Baskol, a voice from heaven came down, Ve'omro, Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. That both of their words are words of the living God. So we cannot say that who's right and who's wrong. Both of their words are the words of the living God. But when it comes to a ruling, we can only rule one way. You can't say something is both Tomei and Tor, pure and impure, or forbidden and permissible. So the Baskol said, the voice of heaven said, "Bahaloha ke Beis Hillel." But nevertheless, the application of the law will be like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara asks, "V'chi me'achi she'elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim mipnei mazoku Beis Hillel likve haloha ke Beis Hillel?" Had we said that Beis Hillel is right and Beis Shammai is wrong, all right. But since you say that both are saying the words of the living God, so then it's a draw. So why did the Baskol say that the ruling is like Beis Hillel? Well, it says, Mitnation Nechin, because they were calm, easygoing people, like Hillel, like their master. But Aluvin, they were long-suffering. If someone said something to them, even if someone insulted them, didn't bother them. They were long-suffering. Like the Gemara brings with Hillel, that they always tried to get Hillel upset. There was these two people that made a wager to see if they could get Hillel upset. And they came to him at Erev Shabbos when he was busy getting ready for Shabbos, and they asked him all kind of nonsense, and they pulled him out of the bath and everything else, and he didn't get upset. Or like when the Ger, the prospective convert, He went, came with all kind of ridiculous demands, and Shammai drove them out. And Ahil said, okay, we'll sit down and we'll talk. So his Talmidim were also like that. They were Nechin, they were calm and easygoing, but Aluvin, and they were long-suffering from insults. And not only that, and when they taught, when the Talmidim of Beis Hillel taught, they didn't say that this is what Hillel says. They said this is what Hillel says and this is what Shammai says. Many times you have that someone comes, you'll have someone comes from a great Rosh Yeshiva or a great Rav. So he'll tell you, this is what my Rosh Yeshiva said and this is what that Rav said. I either said differently, I'm not interested. Or someone comes from a great Yeshiva and he says, this is how they ruled, and that's all. That was not Hillel. The Talmidim of Hillel used to say, this is how our master ruled, and this is how Shammai ruled. Velo od, and not only that, Elisham Magdimin Divrei Bei Shammai LeDivreihem. They didn't say this is how our master ruled and this is how Shammai ruled. They said this is how Shammai ruled and this is how our master ruled. They gave preference to Shammai. And it brings a Mishnah, because they say that they put Shammai first. So we see they were gentlemen. They were gentlemen in the full sense of the word. Gentle people. They were nochin. They were easygoing. They were aluvin, long-suffering. They didn't take anything personal. If this is how Hillel said, naturally we did like Hillel. But it doesn't mean that that's the only opinion in the world. There are other opinions also. And when they started to speak of other opinions, they even gave their preference. They were gentlemen in the full sense of the word. So the Gemara says, from here we learn, whoever puts himself down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will uplift him. Whoever lifts himself up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him down. HaMachzer ala Gdula, someone who runs after greatness, Gdula Berechas Mimenu, the greatness will run away from him. HaBerech Min HaGdula, someone who runs away from greatness, Gdula Machzeres Achrov, the greatness chases him. B'chol HaDeheches HaShor, and whoever is Deheches HaShor, Rashi says a person wants to make money, or he wants to succeed in something. And he sees, it's not going. So he should leave it. Now he goes Lemechelkon. He crawls, creaks, crawls all over the world for it. That's Deheches HaShor. Then the hour will run from him. The Kol HaNidcha Mimnei HaShor. But if a person tries, he puts an effort, he tries reasonably hard, but that's enough. Then the hour will come to him, the right hour will come to him. So this is what the Gemara brings. Now, the Marabi Prag, in his Nesiv HaKas, he says, why? Just because they were gentlemen, therefore we made the halacha like them. What's that have to do with the halacha? See, you have a judge, one's a nice fella, and the other one is not such a nice fella, see? But the other one's a better judge. What does it mean? And not only that, the Gemara says in another place, it says that Beis Shammai, could be the Yishalmi says, Beis Shammai were harif itfei. That really Beis Shammai, the Talmidei of Shammai, were harif itfei. They were more alert. They were quicker. They were sharper. When it came to pilpul, to debate, they were better. So why are we kivir the halacha? Why do we say the halacha is like Beis Hillel? So the Maral says, because what is halacha? Halacha is from the word halicha, walking. The halacha tells one how to walk a straight line. If a person cannot see, he walks crooked. The Torah gives him eyes, and the Torah tells him exactly where to go. Therefore it's called halacha, to walk a straight line. The halacha is the final conclusion of the discussion and the debate. Because when you have the discussion and the debate in the Gemara, you still don't know which way to walk. You can have a dozen different opinions and a dozen different shitas and whatnot. The final conclusion, that's the halacha. That's the yosher. That's exactly what's straight. What's perfect. What's perfect balance. He says, this is why when it came to the when it came to charifus, to sharpness, when it came to debate, to ability to discuss, pilpul, that shamai could have been greater. Charifitve. But when it came to the halacha, this belonged to Beis Hillel. Because for someone to draw the proper conclusion, it takes a person a perfect balance. Perfect balance. Because he cannot lean to the right or lean to the left. Just like a judge. Here there's a system, la'avdil. Here there's a system, you come before judges. In America and other places, there's a system of juries. So, lawyers know that if you got a jury, they're not going to necessarily go after the perfection of the law of right and wrong. So the courtroom becomes full of dramatics. See, emotion is going to play a big role. Pity is going to play a big role. See, anger is going to play a big role. So it's a courtroom full of dramatics. To get the jury angry at the one that's on trial, or to pity him, or whatever it might be. That's not law. That's not halacha. Okay. Judges have to close their eyes to that. They have to hear the arguments. That's all. It states in the Torah explicitly, "Al terachim." You can't have rachmonis when it comes to din. You have to hear the arguments and judge accordingly. And therefore, you have to have perfect balance. And that takes someone who's calm. Not reactionary. And therefore, why was the halacha like Beis Hillel? Because they were nochinim. They were gentlemen. They were easygoing. Alubin. They didn't react. Someone said something, they didn't jump up and hit the ceiling. And therefore, they were able to come to the ultimate in the perfection of halacha. That's why when Moshe became angry, all of a sudden he lost his balance. He lost his balance. He lost the ultimate of the halacha, of the law. He wasn't 100% clear on it. And Elozer had to say it, or someone else had to say it. This is in regards to wisdom. What about in regards to nevuah, wisdom? Excuse me, prophecy. This is Gemara in Masech Nedorim, Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis. Omar Abba Bar Rafuna, Kol Hakeis Afilu Shchina Eina Chashuva Kenegdoi. When a person gets angry, it's as if even the Shechina, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is as if is not there. A person gets angry, he loses sight of Hashem, and he loses the presence of Hashem. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, Rosho, Begeva Apai Bal Yidreish Ein Elokim. The Rosho, when he in the heat of anger, he says, there is no God. Why is this? It's another level. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the ultimate of perfection, this is Hashem. When it comes to the ultimate of balance, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we've spoken many times. He is the Yosher. He is the perfect. Not to the right and not to the left. Also, when a person becomes angry, he's actually becoming very physical. Why is he becoming physical? We have an expression, person gets angry and he does something that he regrets later, what does he say? He says, look, I lost my head. And that's a very accurate expression, because that's exactly what happened. He lost his head. When a person becomes angry, he stops thinking. So he's not thinking properly. When a person stops thinking properly, then the keches haguf, the forces of the physical body, prevail. Man is made up of two forces. Mental forces and the physical emotional forces. The mental forces are supposed to prevail over the physical and emotional forces. Just like a horse rider. You have a horse and you have the rider. Who's supposed to lead? The rider. What happens if he gets angry? So then his thinking process is stopped. He lost his head. Sor ha-sechel mimenu. The thinking has left him. So what takes over? What happens if you have a horse rider and the rider falls asleep? Then the horse takes over. The same thing. Then the physical forces take over. So man becomes very physical when he's in the heat of a rage, or if he becomes all of a sudden upset and off balance. For these two reasons, he can no longer identify with Hashem. Firstly, Hashem is perfect balance. He's the Shlemus. Secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical at all. Our whole identification with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because we have the Seichel. He's not physical at all. Therefore, he loses attachment to Hashem. Therefore, if he's a Novi, if he's a prophet, he's going to find out all of a sudden that the prophecy has left him. Therefore, Jehoshaphat had to call in the Menagin, the musician. He hears some good music. I wouldn't say music like today, but he hears some good music, and he sits back and relaxes, so he feels the calmness come back. That's why all of a sudden a person will say, you know, when I hear good music, I can think much better. He starts to think. He's calm now. And now the thinking process is working again. Well, now he can associate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes back to him. That's why it states someone who's in the heat of rage, afilu shchina in a kenegdo. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there anymore. So this is the reason, if he's a Novi, if he's a prophet. Then we said, Gdula. If a person was destined to be a leader, his leadership will be taken away from him. If he's a person that's koes, gets angry. What is the reason of this? The reason is a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Omer Reb Elezer, kol panes hamaniges hatzibur benachas be'elam hazeh zeche umanhigom le'elam habo. Every leader who leads his flock, he leads his following with nachas, with an easiness, with a kindliness, with a gentleness in this world, he will be zeicha, he will merit to lead them in the next world also. Now why is that? Maral explains, because this world is not the world of nachas. This is not the world of gentleness. To the contrary, this is the world of tirdo. This is a world where a person is constantly under pressure. He's constantly pressurized. This is not the world where everything is in perfect order. This world is a tumor, like we know. And the Maral says, what is the main task of a leader? He says the main task of a leader is to organize the affairs of his followings. The main task of a king is to organize the affairs and the welfare of his people, up to put everything in perfect order, to see that this one has enough food and there's peace and the sick are taken care of.
This is the task of a leader, to organize, to be mesader, the affairs of the people. Now, if a person will do that in this world, where this is the world of, as we know, an organization, disorganization, and he does it with a nachas, with a gentleness and a kindliness, then certainly he'll be able to do it in the next world also. Because that's the world, Olam HaManucha. That's the world of gentleness. That's the Olam HaEmes, the world of Shlemus, of perfection, of truth. And if he can do it even in this world, then certainly he'll be able to do it. He's a good leader then. And certainly he'll be able to do it in the next world, and he'll be chosen to do it in the next world. Now, if you have a leader that gets angry all of the time, he hits the ceiling all of the time. He's a reactionary all of the time. Okay? Baholo. Nechpas. Then he is not putting everything in proper perspective and putting everything in proper order. So therefore, even if Gedula, if leadership was destined for him, it'll be taken away from him. This is why the older son of Yishai, since he was a Rakson, he was a reactionary, a hothead, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Namastio. I had chosen him, but now I rejected him, because that's not a leader. Incidentally, the Maral goes further to say, this is not only relevant to leadership, but he says every individual, the seichel, the mentality of the person, the seichel, is also the manhig, is the king. What is the king of the body? The body has all types of limbs and all types of organs, a whole army the body has. Who is the king and puts everything in perfect order? That's the seichel. Therefore, what happens if the person is a hothead, if he angers, like we said, sora seichel mimenu, he loses his seichel. No, then the body is in the person becomes chaotic, total disorganization, and anything can happen. The klolishal dover. The general principle that is evolving from here is when a person is a type of person who's well settled and calm, miyushev, like it says, "Eina Torah nikne ela mitei hayishuv." Then he's in perfect balance, and he can associate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is not like that, then he loses his association with Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect balance, is not beholo, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bilti gashmi, he is nivdal, he is distinguished from that what is physical. This is why the Gemara brings in various places that someone who is kais, he becomes angry, kilo eivar avedizora. It's as if he's serving idolatry. Because when a person becomes angry, it's a yitzia, a pirud. It's a separation between he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Almighty. Or, for example, the Gemara says, a person who angers, kol mimene gehenem umine roos sholtim bei. All types of gehenem and roos, evil, will take hold of him, because he goes extremely far from the Almighty. And with this now we can understand, there's two other Gemaras which are very interesting Gemaras. There's a Gemara Masech de Broches, Daf Koftes Amad Beis. Gemara brings Eliyahu Omale Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Achvo the Rav Salo Chasido. Eliyahu Anovi came to the Yehuda Achvo Rav Salo Chasido. He came to him and he taught him something. What did he teach him? He said as follows: Leitirta Leisirtach Leitirsach Veleitechti. He said, firstly, don't become angry, and then you won't be chayter, you won't sin. Secondly, leitorui veleitechti. Don't drink too much. Don't drink too much wine or whiskey, and also then you won't sin. Ukishata yetzel derech. And the third thing he told them, when you go on a journey, hamlech bekeinecho vitzei. First, discuss it with your Creator. Talk to your Creator about it, and then go. One says, what does it mean, hamlech bekeinecho vitzei, talk to your Creator and then go on a journey? Omer b'yakev, omer b'chiz, this is tfilas aderech. This is tfilas aderech. When you go on a journey, speak to Hashem. What does it mean? This is tfilas aderech, the prayer that a traveler must say. The Maral asks, what are the relationship between these three things? Don't anger and you won't sin. Don't drink too much and you won't sin. And before you go on a journey, speak to Hashem. She says, what we have said now, it's very understandable. When a person angers, so he's losing his head. Right? He's not thinking anymore. So now the forces, the physical and emotional forces, take over. When a person drinks too much, it's exactly the same thing. When he drinks too much, he becomes intoxicated. What happens when he becomes intoxicated? The alcohol numbs his brain. It numbs his thinking process. So what happens now? The physical and emotional forces take over. Now, in both of these cases, we say now he is distancing himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is the opposite of Hashem. Hashem is the perfect balance and perfect seichel. Now, the same thing, when the Gemara tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found mitecha yishuv, Hashem is found where people are. That's where Hashem is found. When a person goes away from the city into the field, there you don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as you have him where people are. Because that's Eino Min HaYishuv, that's not a civilized place of society. That's why it states that when a person travels, there's the Isgabrus HaMazikim, dangers lurk. Not only we know the roads are dangerous, we know it, but all types of mazikin. Moses, physical mazikin, spiritual mazikin. The main shmira is where Hashem is, and that's in a civilized place of society. That's why it states a person needs a special shmira. He needs a special guardianship when he goes out, because he's distancing himself from the Shekhinah. So therefore, hamlech bekeinecho vitzei, speak first with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then go. Zut tfilas aderech. So this is what all three have to do, because in each case you are distancing yourself from Hashem. And another Gemara, it's a Gemara Masechta Psochim. In Masechta Psochim, the Gemara brings Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Shleisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oav. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. Mishe in the case, someone who's not a hatet. Mishe in the mishtaker, someone who's not a drunkard. Mishe in the maimir al midosov, and someone who's not maimir al midosov. Maimir al midosov means, Rashi gives an example in other places. For example, if someone did something wrong to you, you never forgive him for it. That's a maimir al midosov. A person who can't forget, he'll never forgive him. Or another case of maimir al midosov is, for example, I want you to do something, and you tell me, no, you have a principle, you never do such a thing. Even though what I'm asking you is, there's nothing wrong in it, you say, no, I don't do such things. In other words, we're talking about a person who's very rigid and inflexible. So it states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like a person who's Ma'ivin Amidoso. He likes a person with some flexibility. That where it warrants to compromise a little, he compromises. Where it warrants to forget about it, he forgets about it. So therefore, if a person is not Ma'ivin Amidoso, he's flexible, he's not rigid, or he's not a kaisun, he's not a hothead, or he's not a drunkard. These three people are Kodesh Baruch Hu loves it, states. Now this also has to do with what we're saying. Because hademim ayavim zemizeh, zeazeh. People with similarities keep together. Kodesh Baruch Hu finds love in someone who's similar to him. A person who's a hothead, we said, that's a distancing himself from Hashem. Therefore, someone who's gentle and calm, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves him. The same thing, someone who's a drunkard, so then his thinking process is not working. That's distancing himself from Hashem, like we explained. Therefore, someone who's not a drunkard, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves him. And the same thing, someone who's Ma'amir al Midaisov, the Maral explains, that's someone who's very physical. Because a person who's unbending, he says that's a physical nature. Because there you're talking about dimensions and limits and gvulim and boundaries. A person who draws a line and he says, I never go further. We're not talking where it's a case of right and wrong. See? He draws a line and says, I don't go further. And he refuses to be flexible. Or I told this person that I won't forgive him, and therefore I will not forgive him. See? That's a physical quality. Because only in the physical world do you find something which is rigid, something which has bounds and limitations. And that's contrary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not physical. I'd like to conclude with the Rambam. The Rambam writes, now the Rambam says, see, the mid of kas, this quality of anger, is one that we must be very, very careful with, the Rambam writes. Because it's a great danger. If a person doesn't watch it, and this is something that affects all of us, there's nobody who's free of anger or a temper. If a person doesn't watch it, very severe ramifications can come from it. Therefore, the Rambam writes in Perek Beis of Hilchos Deos Halacha Gimel, he says, even though by all types of character traits we should never go to an extreme, not to the right or not to the left, we should always walk in the middle. So the person shouldn't be a spendthrift and squander his money. On the other hand, he shouldn't be a kamtzin, he shouldn't be a tightwad and not spend any money. He should always walk in the middle. Since there are two exceptions, one exception is gavalev, arrogance. There we are commanded not only to be humble, to be very humble. This we gave a shira not too long ago. He says the second exception is anger. V'chein akas, mido rohi ad lema'ed. It's a very, very bad quality. Therefore, roi lo'odem shisrachik mimenu ad kseh acher. Therefore, a person should distance himself from anger to the other extreme. And he should teach himself not to anger even on something which is worthy to anger over. If, for example, he wants to show anger in his household because he sees that people in his house are doing something wrong, so he has to show anger. Or if he's a leader of a community and he sees people are doing things wrong and he has to show his anger, so then he said, alright, he should show that he's angry. but tiadaita mishevas. But between himself, he should be settled. Like an actor. An actor who's acting, he's angry, but really he's not. Omru chachomim arishainim, the early sages said, kol akreis ki levi raveis chovim. Whoever angers is like he serves idolatry. And then he brings the Gemara's we brought, that if he's a wise person, he'll lose his wisdom, and so forth. Ubalekas ein chayeim chayim. The Gemara says, someone who's a hothead, his life is not a life. It's not a life. There's another Gemara that says that you can recognize a person through three qualities. Bekasai, in his anger. Bekisai, through his money, how he spends his money, if he spends it, and how he spends it. Ubekesai, and what happens once he drinks. And therefore a person should work on himself until even things that make a person angry he doesn't feel. This is the best way. And he brings the righteous tzaddikim used to be long suffering. They would hear insults and not answer it. And they were smeking b'yisurim. Things wouldn't go their way, they would rejoice. He says these were the strong people. So the Rambam here is telling us how much to an extreme we must go to. One point though, the Rambam says that a person shouldn't even anger over something that is worthy to anger over. Now, the Rambam can't mean that we should never anger, even if it's worthy to anger over. For example, Pinchas became angry and he went and he killed the person. And the Torah praises him for it. In the case of Midian, where they were doing an Aveiro publicly, we have a case of Matisho Ken Gotl in the story of Kanaka. States Matisho, when the Greeks came and they said, serve our gods, and the Jew went forward, it says, Vayicharapa, he became angry like Pinchas the Zealot. And he became so angry that he went and he killed the Greek soldier, the Greek general, and he went like a lion and he tore down his altar and he went and killed the Jew that served the idolatry. And he's praised for it. Mesh himself, when he went out into Egypt, and he saw an Egyptian hitting a Jew, he became so angry he killed the Egyptian. We don't find that he was criticized there. Or all of the Milchamas Hashem, all them said, Nekom Nikmas Midyan, take revenge from Midyan, Nekom Nikmas B'nei Yisrael. In many places. Or another example, the Gemara brings in Masechet Yuma, and the Rambam brings it at the end of Talmud Torah. At the end of Talmud Torah, he states that a Talmud Chochem, if a person comes, an ignoramus comes and insults a Talmud Chochem, he has a right to put him in cheder, to excommunicate him, or to bring him to the court, to fine him, give him a penalty. But the Rambam says that the Chachomim prided themselves for never doing this. He says they prided themselves not to do this. And this was the Derech Hasidim Rishonim. Shemim Chaposim Veinim Meshivim. They would hear insults and they'd close their ears to it. And they would be Meichel. They would forgive. He says the early sages used to say, I never put anyone in Chayim. But then the Rambam concludes. He says, Bamed Vorim Amurim. When do we say this? This was when it was Besesha. Was privately. But if someone did this publicly, where it became a disgrace to Torah, then Oshalei Michal is not allowed to forgive. And he says he has to, this is Bizein HaTorah, the disgrace of Torah, and he has to be Nekim V'Neita Adova Kinochosh, and he has to take revenge like a serpent until the person asks for forgiveness and apologizes. This is a Gemara in Yuma. So the Rambam can't mean even in these cases, and actually in Perek Aleph, in the first Perek, the Rambam says differently. In the first Perek, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, He says a person should be lo yichos, he shouldn't get angry, ela dover godel shiroi lichosolot, except on something which is befitting to get angry on, in order that someone should do it, shouldn't do it another time. And it's a contradiction, actually. Now the Lechem Mishnah explains, though, that when the Rambam says that you shouldn't get angry even on something which is worthy to get angry, he says al dover shiroi lichos, something which is worthy to get angry. In the first parak, in the first chapter, where he said a person should get angry on something that's worthy, there he adds the word godel, ella al dover godel veroi lichos, something which is of great dimension and worthy to get angry. So he says something that is worthy to get angry, don't get angry about it. But something which is of great consequence and worthy to get angry, now there you must. And these are the cases we cited. But even so, a person has to be very careful. Because Moshe, that we started with, who became angry 3 times, and each time he forgot the halacha, each time he did not become angry because of a personal insult. Each had to do with mili d'shmaya, each had to do with the instructions from Hashem. When they came back from Midian and they let all of the women live, this was contrary to the instructions of Hashem, and he became angry. When they didn't eat the sacrifice but burnt it, this was contrary, Moshe thought, to the instructions of Hashem. Or when the people were coming and saying, what's the difference, what rock, and why did you take us out of Egypt? There Moshe was becoming angry because they were speaking against Hashem. And still we see Moshe was criticized for it, and he forgot the halacha. So therefore, anger is something which a person has to go to all extremes. To all extremes to distance himself from. Even when it's worthy to get angry, he should better not. Unless it's something, adova godel shiroi, unless it's something that he's obligated to get angry about. See, that's something else. There was no obligation that Moshe had to get angry. He could have held his cool also. It wasn't like Pinchas or those cases. So this is what we have to learn this evening about this midah, this quality. And it is a great ramification. And it's something that we all struggle with. All people struggle with. Although there are different natures. The Rambam brings there are different natures. Some are naturally very cool and some are naturally very hot-tempered. But it's something that we all struggle with all of the time. And we have to continue to struggle with it because of its great ramifications. This has to do with the quality of anger.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.